Right, man, today I want to talk to you about how you can add a little bit of urgency to your life. Let's cue that intro!
The big question is this: how do we use cycling as a tool to improve our health, our happiness, and our longevity? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Anthony Walsh, and welcome to the Roadman Podcast.
Roadman! Welcome back, Roadman! It's another Roadman Cycling Podcast, and I am high energy here today thanks to, and this is definitely a non-sponsor piece, thanks to Monster Energy Ultra. I honestly haven't had many of these cans, and we used to do a live A1 show, and we used to have a can of this. I think they sponsored us at one point, as in they threw us like 50 free cans of this stuff, so basically the worst sponsorship of all time. And I haven't had a can in years, and I just had a can now, and oh my mother of fuck, it is some whack of energy. So you will excuse my massively high energy levels. Roman, today I want to talk to you about this idea of adding urgency, and it's something I've touched upon in the past, but I just want to revisit it because it just cropped up in a conversation with a friend the other day, and I was having some more thoughts about it. Before I dive into this idea of urgency, let's just get the little pre-roll out of the way. Let me remind you about patreon.com/Anthony_Walsh. Patreon is where you can buy me a pint of beer to say thanks for the podcast. Thanks for the lessons. I'm getting some interesting insights, laughs, teachings, learnings, or I think you're a Muppet. Whatever it is, it's your way to say thanks, and you can do so by buying me a pint of beer over there, and it's a pint of beer once a month. It's not going to break the bank, but it really makes me feel like the podcast is going the right direction, and it's one step closer to being financially sustainable, which means it'll just come week after week, month after month. Roadman, we're back on track with the podcast this week after last week where I was pulling the long hours on the Roadman Blueprint. I really can't wait to share the Roadman Blueprint with you. I don't want to stick a date on it yet because it's still a good bit away from completion, but it's early to mid-May, we'll say. And the Roadman Blueprint, it's everything I wish I had when I was starting cycling, because it's that front-loaded, periodized training plan built around your lifestyle, your goals. But it's all the other bits that I could never figure out, and I tried to piece them together. Even when I was a high-performance athlete, and even with national squads, you have a nutritionist, you have a sports psychologist, you have an S&C guy, but they don't link up and talk to each other very well. You're training isn't periodized around your nutrition and your S&C, and that's honestly the only way if you're trying to balance family and work and stuff to optimize performance. So I'm really excited to pull this all together into one product for the first time, but fuck me, it's my Sistine Chapel. So I'm going to keep working on it, and I'll keep you posted on it over the next coming weeks. And yeah, I can't wait to get it out there and show it to you and get the feedback. And then this is it for Roadman, folks. This is like, as I say, this is the Sistine Chapel. So once this Roadman Blueprint goes out, I will iterate upon it and I'll improve it. But this is like the holy grail for coaching. There's not another coaching company in the world that's pieced everything together like this. And there's not a non-pro athlete in the world that's, you know, training like this with combinations of S&C, nutrition, sports psychology, all under one roof. So I absolutely can't wait to get it out to you guys. And then I'm just going to keep tweaking it over the coming years, because this is the new template blueprint, so to speak. This quote from Confucius, I absolutely love it, and it's something I shared on Instagram stories a while ago. We have two lives, and the second one begins when we realize we have only one. And so this is a quote from a philosophical school of thought called Stoicism. Some of you guys may be familiar with Stoicism, but to briefly break it down and, you know, oversimplify it, it's the idea of separating things into two bundles. On the one hand, we have stuff that we can control, and on the other hand, we have stuff that we can't control. And then we're trying to build habits to focus our energy on the things that we can control. I suppose the cycling example of this is, and I don't know if he identifies as a Stoic, or I don't know if you need to identify as a Stoic, but Dave Brailsford, the Team Sky principal, has spoke often about this idea of controlling the controllables. And that's in the essence of what Stoicism is, controlling the controllables and then building habits to focus your energy on those controllables. So one way or one method I use to create urgency, it's, and this isn't by any means you know, me coming up with this. This is, you know, Stoic teachings, and Ryan Holiday has a brilliant book on it, The Daily Stoic, which I really would thoroughly recommend. But it's this idea of being mindful and meditating on debt. And this sounds very, very morbid, but it's this idea of when we focus on debt and we really think about debt, it emphasizes the transient or impermanent nature of life. We're not going to be around forever. And it causes you to stop postponing important decisions. Like if you're in a relationship that's not making you happy, be it a romantic relationship or friendships that aren't making you happy, you can have that difficult conversation and you can step away from those. If you're in a job that's not making you happy, you can quit that and move on. You can relocate, because you start to realize that there's no do-over for today, and we have a finite number of days left to put our stamp or our grip on everything we do. Debt, if you're thinking about this idea of we could split everything that happens into two bundles, one bundle of things we can control and another bundle of things we can't control. Debt is one of those things we can't control. It will come. We don't know when it's going to come. We don't know how it's going to come. But what we can do, and this is the beauty of it, is we can stop worrying about it because it's going to come at some point, and we can just aim to pack our days, pack our weeks with laughs, with treasured memories, with adventures. And it's that Helen Keller quote again that I love, isn't it? It's life is a daring adventure or nothing at all. Because you just don't get these years back. So you need to go out and you need to grab them, roadman. And you need to make that ride a memorable one. Stop doing the same beaten old road. Take a turn off and go exploring. You need to, you know, rekindle that friendship that meant a lot to you. You need to kill those toxic circles and toxic relationships that you're moving in. Quit the job that's making you unhappy. Take a risk, because, you know, we're not getting a do-over for this, road man. I hope that is somewhat inspirational for you as it was for me, and I'll leave you with that Confucius quote again. We live two lives, and the second one begins when we realize we have only one. Roadman, thanks for listening. Hey everybody, it's Anthony again. Really quick, I want to invite you to join arguably the best thing I've ever put out inside the Roadman community. It's a challenge. It's a challenge called the 14-day Kickstart Challenge. So regardless of where your fitness is at right now, this is going to be the catalyst for making you faster and making you leaner. I've created this challenge to take the guesswork out of everything. It's 14 days of training plans, regardless of what your level is. There's masters, beginner, advanced. There's meal plans, shopping list, and even a video course holding your hand and talking you through it all. So what I recommend you do right now is just stop everything, press pause on this audio, and go to roadmancycling.com/14-day, or check out the link in the bio. That's roadmancycling.com/14-day.